Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to August Drill.
August Drill 2025.
We both wanted to welcome each other to August Drill.
We typically do that.
We're really excited.
We're so excited to be here.
Many things have happened since last drill because it's been a long couple of months, right?
A lot. And that happens when we have a root a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's especially true this year just because this is a time of change and we are converting as a wing.
Mm-hmm.
Some huge events for the wing going out of the last drill. So
yeah, like immediately after the last drill.
We
hit the ground running.
Right. We had our SATAF visit, as the general spoke about.
And that is the Site Activation
Task Force. Yes.
Yeah. So that was over 100 people. Actually.
It was a lot of people. They filled up the DFAC.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. But.
Yeah. It was uniform and civilian folks
right.
from all different areas, NGB, Big Air Force.
Right. A real meeting of the minds
yeah.
to make this happen the right way.
And the goal was to evaluate what our facilities and infrastructure are and what we will need to improve upon in order to house these new state-of-the-art aircraft.
Exactly.
So I think they came out of that with a recommendation, and they're working on budgeting those funds and
right.
getting those construction contracts in process. So it's a pretty exciting time.
There was a little add-on, or a bonus, if you will, to that week
mm-hmm.
where we actually had a live example of one of our aircraft that the wing will be converting to. We
mm-hmm.
had an F-15EX
yeah.
come in, and that was specifically for the SATAF
yes.
that it came through.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like a little mini air show for people that were out that day. It was
yeah.
it was awesome. It was
and
cool
that was
see.
Straight from Boeing, right?
Right. That was a Boeing. That wasn't a unit aircraft. That was from the manufacturer. So
yeah, that was pretty cool.
It might be parked out there very soon.
Yeah. And our own LT Wallstrom actually made it to the Air Force Week in Photos with
right.
one of her images.
Yeah,
of
check this
F-15.
Out. I like the angle of this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So
congrats, LT.
That was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
And as if that week after drill wasn't busy enough, you, after taking these photos and B-roll of this F-15 along with Lieutenant Wallstrom,
mm-hmm.
You went to Camp Grayling to MC the annual passenger review.
I did.
How was that?
It was great, actually. I was really nervous, and it started off because it's a very structured event, and there's a lot of Army commands that are given that I'm not typically used to. But when it got into the actual pass and review,
mm-hmm.
I got so into it because as the units from the Army and then, of course, the Air National Guard march by, you call it out, and there are people there that are there to support those specific units.
Mm-hmm.
So they cheer and they clap. And then you have Command Sergeant Major Russell. He's like a huge cheerleader for it. So it's a very festive thing. The band's playing. One of the best things about it was getting to work with our PA counterparts in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge coordinated event with them. They put it I didn't know that. I didn't know Army PA put it together, but
awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Congrats.
I'll do it again if asked, for sure.
Aw, congrats.
So.
And as if all of that wasn't enough, I'm going to keep saying that, then it was Father's Day.
It was Father's Day, yeah. And I was hanging out with my boys. It was it was a nice day.
And
then the phone went off.
Yeah, we deployed some of our air refueling group
members.
It was go
time mm-hmm. for our air refueling group to support the federal mission. Here's a few video clips from that heading out the door. They're still over there, and they'll be over there for a bit. Just
yeah,
you know, doing our federal mission.
Yeah, stay safe, guys.
Stay safe. And then
okay,
a big happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Selfridge Field, 108 years. Happy birthday to the Air National Guard commanding Selfridge Air National Guard Base, 54
right.
years. And I'm not sure if anybody saw on July 1st, our tag was interviewed by Channel 4 about that. And
really good interview.
Did you know that the 127th Wing is the only Air National Guard unit to host its own military installation?
I did know that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Did you know that?
Did you know that?
Because there's every single other Air National Guard wing is a tenant on a...
It's usually a community airport.
Yeah, on a municipal airport.
Municipal airport, right.
And there are a couple exceptions to that. Like in South Carolina, they have a state installation that is shared Army. It's a joint base, Army and Air National Guard. But yeah.
Have you ever landed somewhere like Charlotte or Pittsburgh and like... As you're landing, you look out the window and you see C-17s going by and you're like, ooh.
You know, I thought about that a lot and I don't remember that at all.
Oh, you got to look.
Like in Colorado, the F-16s are at the airport and it's like, whoa, that's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. It's easier to see heavies looking out the door at an airport, but then to see fighters, it's different.
Yeah. So we are very special. We are a unicorn.
We are a unicorn. And,
we celebrated that at the beginning of July, along with our 249th birthday. Right. So
happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah.
What else?
This week, our 127th Security Forces defenders are taking part in some night training. Mm-hmm. Remember last summer they did an FTX here at Selfridge, and it was really cool because we didn't know that we even had that ability to pull off a full, you know, field training exercise here at Selfridge.
Yeah.
Just another one of our capabilities, I guess.
Yeah, right.
So this week, they're actually going to be on the range firing at night. And the reason they do that is because, you know, security forces, they are our battlefield airmen. Mm-hmm. So when they're downrange, whether it be on a routine deployment or, you know, an operation, they step up and support the Army, the Marine, whomever outside the wire, you know, doing the, you know, doing more. Mm-hmm. So it's important that they get that training in austere environments and conditions and weather and all that stuff. So
yeah. And I understand they're inviting some friends to join them. Members of the ACE team from the 127th maintenance group are joining them in that really awesome field training this week.
So. Which is cool because when the ACE team is training, they have security forces join them to, you know, set up perimeters and stuff. So
it's a just symbiotic relationship.
Very much so. So
it's cool.
Awesome. So we'll have some pictures and video of that, hopefully.
Yeah. Last but not least, we had a few more updates to the dress and appearance guidance for the Air Force, 362903. There's only three changes this month for the dress and appearance. If you were one of the female airmen who partook in eyelash extensions. Mm-hmm. It's very popular nowadays. Mm-hmm. Those are no longer authorized unless medically necessary. These are really easy ones. Your boots can only be 8 to 12 inches from the ground, from your heel to the top.
Okay.
And there's new rules on rolling your sleeves.
What is the new rule? I mean, I never roll my sleeves, but I know a lot of people that it offers great relief. Working in the summer.
In the heat. In the heat, yeah. So you can roll up your sleeve within 1 inch of your 90-degree elbow. Within 1 inch.
Okay.
Either as long as this outside part is facing out.
The outer cuff?
Yeah. If your sleeves are not rolled, you can unbutton and roll inside up to 2 times.
Okay.
I don't honestly know what's changed with that, but the folks who roll up their sleeves will probably know.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Again, I've never seen boots ride low. I didn't know that was a thing.
The picture that they use in the memo update is like, they look like old K-Swiss or something. Like, like they look like shoes.
Yeah. Like clogs.
Like who was out there wearing shoe boots?
I don't know. Well, they're not going to be anymore.
Yeah.
So we have a busy drill coming.
Another busy drill.
A very busy drill. Lots of preparation is underway for the XAB deployment and folks such as myself heading out on that deployment. So there will be sea burn to tactical combat casualty care, range training just across the board. And then, of course, our ready airmen training. Mm-hmm. So a lot of folks that are headed on that deployment, that's what they'll be doing. However, we also have a lot of events this weekend, starting with on Saturday, we have a belated event taking place. So it's you want to?
The 2024 Load Crew of the Year competition will be held at 10:30 on the East Ramp, hosted by the 127th Weapons Flight over there on the A-10 side. Every year they do, we call it a Lodeo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do they still call it a Lodeo?
I believe so.
There's four teams of three airmen who compete to see who is the best loading team in the flight. And it consists of a 45-minute actual loading process. Mm-hmm. And then they take a written test. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know those written tests either.
There's a written test afterwards. And the winners will be announced at the beginning of September drill.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Did you say 2024?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the 2024. They usually do it in December.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But they were just coming back from their deployment last year.
Right.
I don't even think they were back in December.
Right,
they
were still all on their leave. Extended CENTCOM deployment.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
This is what the 2024 allowed.
Excellent.
So I wonder, we'll have to see in 4 months, are they going to do the 2025?
Right. I'd imagine so. Well, good luck to the teams participating.
Luck.
That's awesome. And then on Sunday, we have the family day. That's going to be Sunday afternoon, starting at 1100, and that runs till 1600 at the top four area. Mm-hmm. So right along the water.
Yep.
And then this weekend is also hosting a lot of leadership changes. So we have leadership changes taking place this weekend and beyond, starting with the 127th Civil Engineering Squadron. Mm-hmm. They're going to have their change of command on Saturday at 1300 in the Airman Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. And then later on, also a mission support group event. Chief Robert Sutton from the Security Forces Squadron is going to be retiring. That's going to take place at 1530, also in the Airman Wellness Center. So congratulations, Chief Sutton, on a very long and illustrious career. So he's a good guy. Great photographer, too.
Yeah.
On Sunday at 1030 and Hangar 3 East, we are having Lieutenant Colonel Vickers. Assume command of the 127th Operations Group. Yeah. So huge congratulations to
Congrats, sir.
Colonel Vickers. And then some other changes this past month. Captain Zankas, as you know, our Wing XO, our former Wing XO, has left that position. Mm-hmm. She's getting ready to go to NGB. Mm-hmm. And filling that position is Major Dr. Ellis Moore, who comes over from the medical group. So a huge welcome to him. We're happy to have him.
I like that moniker, Major Doctor.
Major Doctor. I think it's deserving.
Yeah. So. We're really excited to have Major Ellis here, and congratulations and good luck, ma'am.
Good luck, ma'am. And then finally, on August 1st, the Air Refueling Group has a new commander. So coming in from MacDill Air Force Base is Colonel Aaron Kleiman. So welcome, Colonel Kleiman.
Welcome, sir.
I know it doesn't sound right to say, and that's all we have. That's a lot.
But I do have one more thing to add.
Yeah.
That we have started planning the next air show.
Really?
2026 Selfridge Open House and Air Show will be on May 30th and 31st, 2026.
And there's a logo.
Here it is. Oh.
The logo. So you know.
So look forward to hearing more about that.
Who's the director? Who's the air show director?
Lieutenant Colonel Tim Alex from the ARG is the air show director this year.
Awesome.
Yep.
By the time the air show rolls around, how far do you think the new hangar will be?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's really coming along. I just drove by it before we started this podcast.
It's huge.
Like, oh, they have the wall up now.
It really is changing the skyline of the flight line.
Yeah. I didn't take pictures this time, but...
But I've been thinking, I've been actually wondering a lot about the progress of that super hangar.
Right.
And I was thinking it'd be cool if we could go over there and get a tour. And
yeah, no, I think that would be awesome. They should be able to let PA in to take a look at this,
I think they'd be really excited to show us how far they've come along.
For sure.
And how much further they have to go.
Who do you think we could call?
I think Captain Cabra could hook us up.
Captain Cabra at Civil Engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hit him up.
Okay.
So hopefully... Stay tuned. We're going to do our field trip over to the new hangar.
The new super hangar.
Super hangar.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. For a look at our visit to the new hangar, please visit our YouTube or Divots page and click on the August Road to Drill broadcast. You can find both sites easily by going to our link tree at link.ee/127thWing.
Well, good morning, 127th Wing, and welcome to August Drill. Today, we're here at Hangar 9 in the Mobags Bay. Hopefully everyone on base has seen Hangar 9 at some point, but Hangar 9 carries symbolic and operational weight, especially during back-to-back deployments. Every deploying 127th Wing Airman passes through here before stepping onto the aircraft. This hangar represents the final stage of preparation, where orders become action and training becomes mission execution. The MOBAGS team ensures that each airman is equipped with mission essential gear, properly packed, and deployment ready. It's a hub of logistical excellence where attention to detail directly impacts mission success and safety downrange. What happens here doesn't just support the mission, it protects our airmen. So this hangar represents more than a checklist. It is a gateway to duty, to service, and to something bigger than ourselves. So August Drill falls between two major deployment waves for the wing, particularly the air refueling group and the support units. As we move into August, members of the 127th Air Refueling Group are deployed in support of federal missions, continuing to deliver air power and global reach around the world. So these airmen in the Air Refueling Group exemplify what it means to be always ready and always there. From maintenance crews to operators to support staff, they are sustaining the fight and representing Selfridge and the Michigan Air National Guard in the deployed environment. We also want to recognize the contributions of those staying behind, because every airman plays a critical role in sustaining the home station mission. So if you are one of the deployed, a family member of a deployed member, or supporting the mission from home station, thank you. Your service and sacrifice is deeply appreciated. Deployments test the heart of a wing, and I am proud to say the 127th always answers the call. In June, we had the honor of hosting the Site Activation Task Force, or SATAF, team here at Selfridge to assess our installation for the basing of the KC-46 Pegasus and the F-15EX Eagle II. This SATAF was scheduled on an accelerated timeline that occurred only 6 weeks after the POTUS announcement and is a key milestone in our efforts to secure future missions here at Selfridge. This visit went well, and I am proud of the way our units represented their capabilities, infrastructure, and commitment to readiness. Your professionalism and the pride you show on this wing make Selfridge the right choice for these advanced platforms. We will continue to advocate for the future of this base and for your future as the next generation of airmen. The 127th Wing continues to operate at a high operational tempo, which reflects the confidence the total force has in our experience and our capabilities. You have a skill that is in high demand, and this demand is not by accident. It is the result of consistent excellence in the current global events that need your expertise. We understand the impact this ops tempo may have on your families and your civilian employers, so please reach out to your supervisors if there's any way that we can support. Even while sending airmen downrange, the wing continues to train, generate sorties, maintain readiness, and support state missions. This tempo proves the 127th Wing is ready for the fight, anytime, anywhere. So as we enter the final quarter of FY25, we continue to focus on your readiness. Every airman, every AFSC, every flight, and every section contributes to the overall mission. That means staying current on your training, your fitness, your medical requirements, and being prepared for real-world taskings. The global mission landscape is shifting. We don't always get months of warning before we are tasked. Being deployment ready means being one call away from serving where and when we're needed. So as we close out the fiscal year, let's finish strong, update your records, complete your training, and encourage your teammates to do the same. Readiness is not just about today, it's about tomorrow. This drill, we welcome Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Vickers as the new commander of the 127th Operations Group, who assumed command on 1 July. Lieutenant Colonel Vickers brings with him a wealth of experience and a deep commitment to the wing's mission, and I know he'll lead the group with distinction. His assumption of command will take place this weekend, so please join us in showing your support and welcoming him into this new leadership role. I'd also like to announce the selection of Colonel Aaron J. Kleiman as the next commander of the 127th Air Refueling Group, effective 1 August. He comes to us from serving as the Air National Guard advisor to the commander of U.S. Special Operations Command and brings an extraordinary breadth of experience and leadership to this role. Colonel Kleiman has a distinguished career spanning both active duty and the Air National Guard and has operated globally in support of our nation's most critical missions. We welcome Colonel Kleiman and his family to Michigan, the 127th Wing, and to the Selfridge team. I was inspired watching the team come together to send off the Air Refueling Group because we deploy as a team. to those deployed or about to deploy, we've got your six. Those holding the line here, your efforts are just as critical. So thanks again for your service and for what you continue to accomplish, whether deployed, supporting from home station, or preparing for what's next. Also, I want your feedback. If you have questions that you'd like me to address on these videos, please submit them through your supervisor or directly to the Public Affairs Office so we can keep you updated on the topics that you are interested in. As a reminder, this Sunday, the 3rd of August, annual hog run at 0800 and the family day on Sunday afternoon. Hope to see you there. And let's keep the momentum going as we move toward the fall. Stay sharp, stay connected, and stay ready, because together we stand ready to answer the call.
Airmen accomplished a rapid, mass deployment and reception of personnel, equipment, and aircraft across multiple locations in the Indo-Pacific for Exercise Resolute Force Pacific. Training focused on contested logistics and engineering capabilities, sustainment over vast distances, fuel resupply, and access to forward operating locations. The exercise aims to improve interoperability and multilateral cooperation, leading to a stronger deterrent force, and coordination with joint, allied, and partner forces, demonstrating the ability to mobilize for any contingency. Air Mobility Command generated the rapid deployment of troops and equipment, providing the logistical foundation for the department-level exercise series in the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command region. AMC teams worked closely with allies and partners, ensuring readiness to meet shared challenges and defend common interests through coordinated, collaborative defense operations. Rapid deployment capabilities ensure joint and coalition troops can generate combat power immediately and seamlessly regenerate as operations evolve. The U.S. Space Force's Space Operations Command accepted an upgraded operating system for the Global Positioning System, or GPS, to help meet user demand now and in the future. Designed to maintain the constellation and improve positioning, navigation, and timing services, the Next Generation Operational Control System is one of several current Space Systems Command acquisition programs. These enhancements look to improve signal access in degraded environments, improve ability to detect failures, boost position and time transfer accuracy, and ensure integrity and availability of the military code. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins.
The 2025-2026 MingStap application is officially open for the upcoming fall semester. If you are planning on taking classes for the fall, please log in or create your MingStap account and get registered. The link to get signed up is at www.dmva.state.mi.us/MINGSTAP. It is important to note that dependents are eligible. You must be current and satisfactory with your PT score, no disciplinary action, and a good RSD attendance record. You can use the GI Bill with MingStap, and you must pass your courses with a C or better to receive payment. You'll need to upload transcripts and school receipts to the MingStap website for tuition reimbursement. If you need assistance regarding the MingStap program, please email mingstap@michigan.gov or call 517-481-7640. With deployments both returning and departing over the next 2 months, the 127th Wing Chaplain's Office will be open to walk-ins and appointments Monday through Friday, from 0700 to 1600, from now until October 1st. Deployments are challenging for members and their families, and the wing chaplains offer care counseling that is 100% confidential, regardless of belief and affiliation. Please call the office at 586-239-4020 if you would like to set up an appointment. And that is all I have for this month's Road to Drill podcast. If you're participating in Running of the Hogs this year, best of luck, especially to Team Schumann, and be sure to stay hydrated. To everyone else, have a great drill and rest of your summer. For the 127th Wing Public Affairs Office, I am Technical Sergeant Drew Schumann. We'll see you next time.